Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Morning.
Oh, no. Good afternoon. Good. Let's ruin that. Hello, welcome to the podcast. It's nice to have you here. I don't really know what I'm doing, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Look, I know. Vegans are 43% more likely to break a bone. Okay. Thanks for the heads up there. That's because I can explain that statistic. It's nothing to do with having crumbly bones made of lentils. Nonsense. It's because we're 43% more likely to be in the fruit and vegetable aisle of a supermarket. And therefore, we're 43% more likely to slip on a grape. Apparently, it's a very serious thing. Okay, fine. Steve Rosenberg. Hey, thanks to Emily for sending this in. Steve Rosenberg, he's a BBC correspondent, I think, in Moscow. He said, at my local Moscow supermarket. Well, there's a clue. I just bought this patriotic Russian board game for little kids featuring nuclear missile silos and declarations that our enemies will never beat us. The perfect Christmas gift. That's cool. It's filled with poems. You have to match the poem to the flashcard, the picture of whatever it is, you know, persecuting people or whatever. And it says patriotism is the highest sort of aspect of the soul, and not the refuge of the what's the old quote? It doesn't matter. By now, it's almost impossible to think that you have missed the story about the monolith discovered in Utah. It's a metal monolith. It's a sort of, it's a post. It's stuck in the ground in the middle of nowhere. It's made of metal. It's square. It is obviously human made. I'm going to say man made because I don't think a woman would bother. Seems pretty pointless. Everyone's sort of like, but what does it mean? Is it what could it be? There's a helicopter, they were counting goats or something, and they saw the thing and they were like, hey, what's this? This is so weird. Lots of people having some fun with that. I thought I'd share some cool Utah facts with you if you're interested. 60% is Mormon, you probably knew that. 2% overall in America. It's the most religiously homogenous state in the nation. And they've got some pretty unique liquor laws because of that. Newer restaurants in Utah are required to erect an opaque barrier or Zion curtain around their bars so that children can't see alcoholic drinks as they're being prepared. Yes, it's not the drinking. It's the preparation that corrupts them. They've got the Bonneville Salt Flats, which can boast the longest skid mark of all time. It was in 1964. Norman Craig Breedlove. He broke the record for the longest continuous skid mark when he lost control of his jet-powered car, the Spirit of America. I think we all would have done the same. 6 miles long, his skid mark. Loftus International, a family-run novelty company in Salt Lake City, sells between 10 and 20,000 rubber chickens each year. I actually find rubber chickens really offensive. I know that's, you know, me being all cuddly vegan, but like, it's a cadaver. It's this monstrous caricature of a, like, if you applied that on any other animal, really? Utahans, and that's what you're supposed to call them, Utahans, eat twice the amount of lime green jello as the rest of the population. And they like to eat it with grated carrot in it. I mean, I could sort of get past the Mormonism thing and the rubber chickens, but that's... And it boasts the world's first ever Kentucky Fried Chicken. I know, not Kentucky, Salt Lake City. Colonel Sanders went and paid a visit and to his friend who ran a restaurant and said, y'all should put chicken on your menu. And there was a line outside the restaurant when he went back a few weeks later for people trying to buy it. So that was that. Some cool laws in Utah. It's illegal to hire trombone players to play on the street to advertise an auction. I should think so too. It's also illegal to fish while on horseback, to hunt whales. Wait, Utah's landlocked, isn't it? And in Salt Lake City, it's illegal to walk down the street carrying a paper bag containing a violin. Quite right too. Also, fornication, sodomy and adultery are illegal, so I'm sure they've never taken place. I tell you, it wouldn't last very long there. Charlie Elphick. Six Tory parliamentarians have been admonished by the head of the judiciary because they wrote to a judge trying to influence a hearing, which is happening this week, on whether references written in support of Charlie Elphick, the MP, former MP, can be made public. He called himself, I'm a naughty Tory. Do you remember that? Horrific sexual harassment thing. His wife is one of the people who's written, saying, you know, really, you should think about this. But Lord Chief Justice for England and Wales said, this is not okay. It is all the more regrettable when representatives of the legislature, writing as such on House of Commons notepaper, seek to influence a judge in a private letter and do so without regard for the separation of powers or the independence of the judiciary. That was a reply from Ben Yollop. Ah, there's a cool name. The private secretary to the Lord Chief Justice. Judges must be free to make their decision independently of pressure or influence from all, including legislators. Well, that's, you know, that's very sort of 1990s thinking, isn't it? Get with the 2020s, man. I mean, look at the states. It's all, you know, be damned, your separation of church, state and judiciary. Come on, let's just have fun. Let's get groovy. You know, all this segregation, you know, it's just not it's not cool. Right, it's short, and it's because I spent hours mucking about with that piece of music. Sorry about that. I sort of need to get my mojo back a bit. I will see you tomorrow for another podcast. Thanks for being here. These are short and sweet, but you know, it's all I got. You can still vote for the runner-up place if you have a look on Twitter. It's at Not Today Pod for the Great Brinsley Bake Off, and decide who should win the coveted special third apron. You can do that. So do that, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, that, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.